Thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the
Hello.
person you're transferring? Oh, hi.
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you?
No.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Do you have me on mute?
No, I hear you.
Oh, okay. Are you willing to affirm that to the law firm as well? That you
yes.
aren't with another firm? Okay. And were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear that. Okay. Bear with me. Do you know what year you were diagnosed, estimately?
Yeah, I was diagnosed. It was 2021.
21, okay. And did you receive more than one diagnosis, like where it went into remission and then came back?
Only one. I was
only one, okay. And then you said yourself was diagnosed. Were you spraying it at home or at work or both?
At home.
Home. And you were the one doing the spraying?
Yes.
Okay, so it would have been direct exposure. You personally sprayed. And then what city did you spray it in? Or cities?
Chesapeake.
Chesapeake? Virginia?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, were any other family members also diagnosed with a lymphoma after spraying it?
No.
No. Okay. And then what was your age at time of diagnosis?
I was 24. 24?
Okay. And then do you know what year, and this is just best to your knowledge, but do you know what year you first started using the product?
2014.
Did you ever stop using it?
Yes, I stopped in 2021.
2021, okay. So roughly like 7 years. Okay. And then I apologize in advance. Some of the questions are a little bit repetitive. But do you think you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
Okay. And then the phone you're speaking on, is it a smartphone or a landline?
Yes.
Okay. And then are you a smartphone? Okay. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, and then I'm going to read through a list of illnesses. Just please let me know if you were diagnosed with any of these. You can give me yes or no's. HIV or AIDS or an organ transplant?
No.
Autoimmune disease or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Hepatitis B or C?
No.
Rheumatoid arthritis or lupus?
No.
Diabetes?
No.
And then any other cancers other than the non-Hodgkin that required chemo?
No.
Any family history of cancer?
No.
Okay, and then the injured party information, you said it was non-Hodgkin lymphoma you were diagnosed with. What is your first name? Or can you spell it for me?
Andrew.
So Andrew, Andrew.
Yes.
Okay, and then last name?
Collins, Collins.
And again, Collins.
Yes.
Okay, do you have a suffix at all, like junior, senior, second, third?
No.
No. Okay, and then can you confirm your gender for me, please? I'm so sorry, it broke up a little bit.
Male.
Male, okay. Are you currently married?
No.
Okay, and then what is your date of birth?
February 24th, 1996.
And again, it was February 24th, 1996.
Yes.
Okay, and then your social?
It's 336-926-319.
And again, it was 336-926-319?
Yeah.
Okay. And then how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your cancer diagnosis? Was it from like social media, TV, friend?
Pardon me? I can't hear you.
How did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your cancer diagnosis? Was it from like TV, social media?
Facebook.
Facebook, okay. Do you remember what year that was that you saw that roughly?
I think it was 2021.
21, okay. And then what is your height?
6 foot.
6 foot. And then your weight?
170.
170. Okay. And then what is your email address?
Andrew Collins, 1996 at Hotmail.
Okay. Thank you. And then the phone number you're speaking on, that's your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then we'll go through the usage information. Again, this is just best to your knowledge. But do you know how many times per month you were using the product, roughly?
I was roughly four, using around four times.
Okay. And yeah. Then how many months out of the year were you spraying it?
I was spraying it just about every month.
Every month, so 12. Awesome. Okay. So roughly like 48 times per year?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you think you used Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
Pardon me?
Did you use Roundup for at least 1 year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then you said you roughly started in 2004, stopped in 2021.
I started in 2014.
14 and stopped in 21, right? Approximately?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, and then as far as the states you used the product in, was it just Virginia?
Yes.
Okay. And then was it for like lawn care and maintenance for like the reason why?
Yes.
Okay. And then it would have been residential exposure because it was at home. Did you use any protective gear while applying it?
Yes.
Okay, what was it?
No.
No? Okay. And then let's see here. Did you ever get your drinking water from a well?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And then do you remember what type of Roundup was used, like concentrated or premix?
Concentrated.
Okay. Do you remember where you were purchasing it, like Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart,
Home
Ace's,
Depot.
Home Depot. Do you have any proof of purchases or any bottles still in your possession?
Yes.
Okay. For bottles still in the possession or receipts?
You said bottle. Can you say the first one again? I can.
Do you have receipts?
I got some empty bottles.
Oh, you have empty bottles. Okay. So keep those. Don't destroy them or tamper with them if you
Okay.
can for your case. And then have you ever been a cigarette smoker?
No.
No. Okay. And then are you currently employed?
No.
Okay, and then did you lose any time from work due to like surgeries or treatments?
Yes.
Okay, how many, what was the amount of time that you were off work and what year?
Almost around like 8 months.
8 months. Was it in
Off and on.
2021?
Yes.
Okay. And then, have you ever been in the military?
It was during my treatment, and no, I've never been in the military.
Okay. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Okay. Did you ever file for disability, worker compensation, or bankruptcy?
No.
No. Okay. And then, other than minor traffic offenses like a parking ticket, have you ever been convicted of a crime? Okay. And then next year, the medical information. Do you remember the diagnosing doctor's name?
Yes, his name is Dr. William W. McLaughlin.
And then what hospital or facility?
At the Chesapeake Regional Medical Center.
Regional Medical Center. Okay, one moment. It's MacLaughlin, like MacLaughlin.
Yes.
Okay. Bear with me. Is the facility on Battlefield Boulevard?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have your treatments there as well?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have treatments in 2021?
Yes.
Okay. And then you would have a medical record to indicate the cancer diagnosis and type, at least with the doctor.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Did you have chemo, stem cell transplant, radiation, any surgery?
Chemo,
Chemo.
yes.
Okay. And then they do want to know how the diagnosis impacted your life. Did you have like mental, like anxiety, depression, physical stressors, family, financial?
Mental anxiety.
Mental anxiety.
And then I had financial loss for being out of work.
Okay.
Also, physical damage. I have to have surgeries.
Okay. Okay. And then we are almost finished up. What is your mailing address?
It is 844 Oklahoma Drive in Chesapeake, Virginia, 23323.
And that was 844 Oklahoma Drive, Chesapeake, Virginia, 23323.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then lastly, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Do they live with you?
Pardon me?
Do they live with you?
No.
No. Okay. And then do we do have permission to contact if need be?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is their name?
Juan Quan.
Okay. And then
Rivers.
Rivers. And their relationship?
Rudder.
Brother. And then phone number?
872-319-6126.
Okay, perfect. And then is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold. I'll be right back, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you. One moment.